Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm so thrilled that you're here and so grateful that you share your time and your energy with us today. I know that your time and energy is very valuable, so the fact that you're popping by today to share in the energy that we're creating on today's show is very much appreciated. And before we get started, if you're just hearing about this for the first time, I'd like to invite you to the Soul Journey Spiritual Leadership and Legacy Telesummit, which is occurring right now. And this is a place where I've joined some of the world's greatest thought leaders that can support you in stepping into your spiritual leadership. And I started hosting that last night, and it will go on for the next 2 weeks. And you won't miss out. They're all recorded, so if you can't attend all of them live, that is okay. But I do want to extend that invitation to you. It's a very, very powerful event. So all that you need to do is visit www.souljourneys.ca/telesummit and submit your name and your email, and you'll receive all of the details in your inbox. So today we have a very special guest. I'm very, very thrilled to have Nikki Scully joining us today. She is just a very profound healer and wisdom keeper. She's been teaching healing and shamanic arts and Egyptian mystery since 1983. And she founded Shamanic Journeys in the late 80s and continues to guide inner journeys and spiritual pilgrimages to Egypt and other sacred sites. She lives in Eugene, Oregon, where she maintains a healing and shamanic consulting practice, lucky for us. And she invites you to actually visit her there to study in her beautiful garden center, which sounds very magical. I've been to Oregon, so I know it's a very beautiful place. And to learn more about what she is up to, you can visit www.shamanicjourneys.com or www.becomingandoracle.com or www.theanivusoracle.com. So without further ado, I would like to extend an official warm welcome to Nikki. Welcome, Nikki.
Thank you, Jennifer. Happy to be on your show.
I'm happy to have you here. So before we got on the air live, I was sharing with you that folks learn so much about our stories, and I know people tell me all the time when I share my story with them how it inspires them to, you know, move forward on their path in a certain way. And I'm really curious to know how you went from following the Grateful Dead in to Egypt in 1978 to where you are now in your journey.
Well, that's quite a long story.
It's a big question.
That Egypt tour was in 1978, and I was very blessed to be part of the entourage on that momentous occasion. For any deadheads that might be listening, they would appreciate that was really an amazing event. It was actually the first rock and roll concert ever produced at the Pyramid and the Sphinx, and it was on the Sonet Lumiere stage in front of the Sphinx three nights. And that was definitely a pivotal moment in my life because I was completely blown away when I got to Egypt. I'd never experienced anything like it. I'd never been to a foreign country that had such a culture that was so different from our own. And I found that it was a place of synchronicity and magic, that every moment, every conversation, every interaction seemed to have all these layers of meaning. So I 3 weeks after the concert, I went back to Egypt to see if I could see what kind of what was behind all that magic. And it was, I went 3 or 4 times in that year, the last time finally going to Upper Egypt where all the temples are. And that's when I think I really had my epiphanies as to that there was something connected to my personal soul's purpose in Egypt. And although I didn't know what it was, I had figured out by then, I think it was actually on the way that last time in September of 1979, that I realized and committed to becoming a healer. And then I had to come home and turn my life upside down and leave the Bay Area and move to Oregon to find a teacher. And then everything just kind of developed. And I realized that, of course, many of these things we realize in retrospect, because everything seems to align us to fulfill our soul's purpose, even if we don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So the choices we make along the way seem to determine what lessons have to come to us in order to keep us on that track so that we do accomplish what we came here to do. So finding myself moving to Eugene in, let's see, 1981, and then encountering Reiki. I mean, that was long before Reiki was a household word.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the door opening for me. And
mm-hmm.
then it just unfolded. By I guess, 83, I was teaching a branch of Huna that was kind of enmeshed with the Egyptian mysteries. So it was the Hawaiian and the Egyptian. And then by the time I went back to Egypt with my first group in 1989, I was pretty enmeshed in Egypt and already bringing forth the work that would be published in Power Animal Meditations and eventually in Alchemical Healing, which is my healing form.
Mm-hmm.
That's the short story.
It's interesting that you share that Reiki was the opener for you, because I know it was for me. And I hear that all the time from people. It's like it's this gateway to so many other dimensions and helps us to really fine-tune what our purpose is. So we're giving a big plug to Reiki today. I'm sure there'll be lots of Google hits today for Reiki teachers.
Well, it's a wonderful opening, excuse me, because it gives people permission to do what's really natural. The difference between the attunements for Reiki and say, what I offer in alchemical healing is that in alchemical healing, you self-initiate.
Mm.
It doesn't require anyone outside of yourself. Yes, there are teachers in my lineage that can give the empowerment, and it's all available in the book, Alchemical Healing, A Guide for Spiritual, Physical, and Transformational Medicine. And so people, it's like a handbook that shows you how to self-initiate. And I think that's important because, and this is in no way to diminish the importance of Reiki. I mean, Reiki is it's ubiquitous now. It's become a household word, whereas back in 1981 when I first encountered it, it was really unique. It was just beginning to come forward.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of my concern is for those people that then separate themselves because they are providing something for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a tendency to, if you're not careful, to then become ego involved. And it's just very important that whether it's Reiki or Huna, or quantum touch, or alchemical healing, or anything, any of these wonderful things that are available, that we all realize that that is the infinite life force flowing through us, not from us, and that it is actually a human right that just has atrophied because our culture has not honored that we have these abilities.
Absolutely. And when you say that, I hold this a similar belief to you, and I feel like it's worth discussion or deeper discussion when we come back from the break. But definitely this whole shift that we're having collectively of just outgrowing some of the old rituals, I'll say, or some of the more, I'll use old paradigm for lack of a better word, ways of approaching our healing journey or our spiritual journey, our soul's journey, and really stepping into that system of empowerment that you're talking about with the system that you have with the alchemical healing, which I'd love to hear more about. So we'll take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment with Nikki Scully.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. Before the break, we were chatting with Nikki Scully, who's the founder of ShamanicJourneys.com, and we were chatting about her journey to her healing path and starting this process of alchemical healing and her journey through Egypt. And Nikki, I'm curious to know more about alchemical healing, not from the formulaic perspective, but just
what's the legacy that you're leaving with this healing system, and how did it come to you?
Thank you. That's a really good question, the legacy. I'm hoping, well, how it came to me is initially I was initiated by a woman named Nadja Eagles here in Eugene. She's since passed on. And her teachers were, she had a teacher that was in an Egyptian mysteries lineage and another one who was a kahuna from Hawaii. And so those things actually blended quite well. And when I was moving into teaching the advanced levels, she took me on a journey at which I stood before an Ennead of the Egyptian pantheon and was told that one would step forward and henceforth be my mentor. And the deity that stepped forward for me was Thoth. Thoth is the god of wisdom, language, communications, science, medicine, healing. And he's the ibis-headed figure that is often seen in any hermetic treatises and certainly all over the walls of the temples of Egypt. He's the teacher's teacher, one of the things that he does. And so I was very grateful, although quite intimidated at first, to have been chosen by him. And it took me a year or so before I was even able to realize that communion between deity and person, just like with animal totems or even with people, it's an eye-to-eye and a heart-to-heart communication. And I was going to have to rise to the occasion. And once I was ready to do that, then it's just been an amazing process of receiving information and direction. And as a result of that, I would say Thoth is the architect behind my work and certainly behind the alchemical healing teachings. And through him, I've managed to publish the Power Animal Meditations, which is how we commune with spirit guides, specifically animal totems and some plant allies, and then the treatise on alchemical healing, which is it's a full form, and I would hope that my legacy will be in those two books and the one we have coming out this fall, which is called Planetary Healing, Spirit Medicine for Global Transformation, that I will have left behind when I go, and I'm not going for a while, roadmaps that allow people to self-empower in a variety of ways to come fully not only to their own sacred purpose, but their capacity to consciously co-create our evolution and our future with spirit and with the other billions of minds that are all contributing to the process, whether or not they're awake to it.
Mm-hmm. Very powerful stuff. I'd love to have you back on when you release that book to chat more about it, because so many people are wanting to bridge the way they're living their life with how they're showing up every day in relationship to the planet as well, and all of the planet's inhabitants. And when we look around and see all of this stuff happening to our planet, conscious and unconscious stuff, and I definitely get a sense from our collective that a lot of us are feeling very disempowered by not knowing how to make that shift and what that looks like. And actually that brings me to what's currently going on in Egypt. Not that we were planning on talking about this today, but because you have such a connection there, I'm curious to know what downloads you're getting around why this is happening now and what it represents and any other insights you have on that.
Well, it's happening now because the people of Egypt were inspired by the people of Tunisia to stand up for their rights. I mean, it's been an authoritarian very repressive system, certainly the whole time that I've been going there, although I think Sadat was brilliant. I don't know what would have happened if he stayed in power. I think it might have been a little been freer, but it was a military regime even then. The way that it's moved has been very authoritarian and repressive, and so the people are standing up. What's going to happen? Not even my guides will tell me. It's the last time I looked into Thoth. On that one, he showed himself, you know, almost like going down a very bumpy trip, riding the Nile, and, you know, it was kind of a woo-hoo. So I know that it's for good purpose. By the way, Thoth has a tremendous sense of humor, and the beauty of having him for a teacher is that everything is in riddles, everything is makes you think about it, and there's a lot of humor and a lot of lightness to it. And at the same time, we are going through incredible changes on this planet, and the most important thing we need to do is not succumb to fear. Because fear is the only really true enemy. And so my job through this has been as a voice of calm reason and trying to be as uplifting as possible and pull people out of the fear, especially the people that are planning to go to Egypt. I mean, it's a real, you know, big question mark as to whether they'll be able to go or not.
Yeah, and so my sense is that that's part of your role then as we're journeying into the new paradigm, or, I mean, we're already, you know, well in the midst of that. How does your work contribute to this next layer of evolution that we're going through as a collective?
Well, for one thing, the planetary healing work is designed to allow us to have tools that help us to adapt to what we've created. Whereas alchemical healing is basically one-on-one healing, it can be group healing, and certainly opens all the doorways to the co-creative process. The planetary healing work is really designed to shift our consciousness into the arena of co-creating at a collective level and an evolutionary level. Because we have not stewarded the planet in a sustainable way. Consequently, if we're going to avoid the die-off that's predicted, we're going to have to make some changes to ourselves. As a cancer survivor, my mantra was mutate or die. That was 19 years ago when I went through it. And I think that, in a sense, we all have to do that now.
So what's the next, what's the methods that we could give to folks right now, you could share with folks that can support them in moving from the fear place that they may be in to forward movement and looking towards this new way of being on the planet?
So the first thing that I would recommend in terms of a tool would be what I call the heart breath, which is available not only in alchemical healing but also in shamanic mysteries of Egypt, and I think it's even in the Anubis Oracle and certainly in Becoming an Oracle, because what the heart breath does is connect us. Well, first of all, it gives us a heart perspective, which we all have to move from all the other reasons why we make choices to the perspective of the heart, you know, rather than the emotions or our sexuality or even our minds. If we realize that the greatest intelligence and wisdom that we have is through the perspective of the heart, and then this one exercise allows us to strengthen our inner heart flame and connect up with one another in that way, and to be able to perceive what is truly the vision and perception of our hearts. And I think that's the most basic, simplest tool I would offer. And just to describe it, it would be the idea of recognizing that, do we have time before the break?
Absolutely.
Okay, to realize that, you know, within each of us, in the altar of our inner heart temple, is our heart flame, which is our soul spark that we carry from lifetime to lifetime through our soul's journey. And what the fuel for that is love. So when we bring that into focus and feed it with love, it grows and it brightens. And when we add by inhaling the power from the heart of the earth and from the heart of the cosmos, pulling the earth power and life force energy up into our bodies from the heart of the earth up to our heart flame and down, drawing it down from the sky, from the heart of the universe with all the intelligence of the star nations and all of that intelligent field that surrounds and permeates us, and we draw that in through our crown, and that meets and joins with the love that we're pouring on our flame. When we express, when we exhale that breath, we're not only feeding every cell and molecule of our own being, but when we do it in groups, and I do it a lot on phone bridges, so I have people around the world doing it at the same time, we're connecting up at that level, and we're creating a glow that attracts the attention of the ancestors and the spirit guides and the deities of the various pantheons and others who are working toward harmony and this new paradigm on the planet. And then we are in then we're connected in a way that allows us to not only be present with what's available to us at any given moment to accomplish our goals or find solutions, but we are present with one another in the collective in a way that allows us to work together exponentially powerfully.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very powerful and a perfect place to leave everyone with, to just really sit with that information while we take a quick break. So let's take a quick break, and we will be right back with Nikki Scully.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in causing ill health and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4222. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and today we have been chatting with Nikki Scully, who's the founder of ShamanicJourneys.com, and she has a whole series of books and amazing products and programs that can really support you in your soul's journey and really aligning to your purpose. And I actually love to hear more about that, Nikki, because I know you have a lot of exciting things going on. So what are the things that you've got coming up in the near future?
Well, I'm going to be doing an alchemical healing intensive. I like to do them at my home, and I like to do all three levels and go through the book at once. So it'll be at least a week long. It'll be in May. And I also, there are listed other alchemical healing teachers on my website if people want to take classes in their area. I also do a lot of phone classes. I don't have anything coming right up because I'm heading to Egypt, or I think I'm heading to Egypt. I'm hoping to head to Egypt in just a couple of weeks. And so we're hoping that things settle down there enough that we can travel, the warning is lifted and those things, so that we can go ahead in there. I am in touch with a group on the ground now, and they're having an amazing time because everybody, you know, outside of where these hotspots are and where the actual protests are happening, things are functioning quite well. And they were in Upper Egypt, and everything was open to them, and now they're about to go into the pyramids in the morning, which is just a few hours from now. So I'm really hoping that I will be going to Egypt. I've got an Egyptian Mysteries retreat coming up here at my home in July, and that's going to be a week long with Normandy Ellis, who is an amazing author, scholar, priestess, who you might want to have on sometime. She's so incredibly knowledgeable about Egypt. She reads the hieroglyphs and has translated the Book of the Dead and has a number of books out, including one that's coming out this fall that was written on a journey we all did last year in Egypt on a cruise that we took as a writer's class, which is what we have coming up in March. This, you know, coming right up, we're doing another one of those. And so those are the only actual scheduled things I have going. And if you have Canadian listeners, I guess you're in the Northwest, so I'll be at Hollyhock teaching alchemical healing in September.
Mm.
And I'm focusing mostly on editing my book, but before this, the most recent book that, or it's not a book, it's an audio program with Sounds True. You were asking me in the break about becoming an oracle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my most recent publication. People for years have been on my case about, well, I do all these incredibly empowering journeys. When am I going to put them on CD so that they can hear them? So here is finally a 7-CD set that is the odyssey of becoming an oracle, and covers I think 19, there are 19 journeys in 14 different oracular traditions. And so the teachers are all found through the shamanic journey work we do in the audio program. And it's a very exciting work that I think is so relevant now, especially for people who are looking to find and fulfill their sacred purpose.
Mm-hmm. For folks that aren't clear on what an oracle is, can you provide a definition for that?
Well, as best I understand it, an oracle is one that can speak from that wellspring of divinity from which all sacred wisdom originates. And, you know, you can't really pinpoint a place, whether you use tarot cards or runes or ayahuasca or any of the divinatory methods. I mean, we have an Anubis oracle deck that allows you to connect to wisdom through the Egyptian mysteries. I mean, we're all touching that same source. So by providing the odyssey of becoming an oracle, you get a taste from all over the world. I mean, we go to the Dreamtime in Australia. We work with the Nechung Oracle in Tibet. We work with the Orishas in Africa. There's five different journeys in Egypt because it begins and ends in Egypt. And we also visit Delphi and the Siwa Oracle. It's and Stonehenge. And at each place, there's an empowerment or a teaching. And it's quite a wonderful way. And what I realize in retrospect after my friend Gloria Taylor Brown helped me vision this, she was the seer that brought it through, I realized that I had been to most of the places, all except two or three places that we went on this world journey, and that it was in a sense my odyssey of becoming an oracle. Although in terms of being an oracle, I'm still in the becoming phase. I think I've become an alchemist. I've become a healer. And through my own deck that I wrote with Linda Starwolf, I feel like I'm becoming an oracle, but I wouldn't call myself an oracle at this point.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the modesty. I'm just playing with you. So how is this oracle deck different than, is there an actual deck in this Becoming an Oracle, or this is just a CD program?
The Becoming an Oracle is a program of seven CDs.
Okay.
And so you find the teachers within the journeys. The oracle deck, and that was published by Sounds True.
Okay.
My Anubis oracle deck that I wrote with Linda Starwolf, and who is the illustrations are done by Chris Walder, who did the Goddess Tarot. Those were published by Bear & Company, and it includes a 35-card deck and a book, and then there's a companion book, The Shamanic Mysteries of Egypt, that is a, you know, maps to the rites of claiming one's own divinity through the Egyptian mysteries. And that's sort of the outgrowth of the work that I've done going to Egypt all these years. I've probably done 50 trips at this
point. Oh, my
goodness. But that was inspired and worked with Linda Starwolf, who I co-led a journey with in, I think, 2005. And that book was the offspring of that journey.
Mm.
Well, the two books and that.
Well, you certainly have a lot of tools to support people to continue. It sounds like they just kind of build on each other.
They build on each other, and yet they're all current and relevant, and which I am very thankful for. I don't think there's anything that I've done that is outdated. And they all kind of work together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they all do work together. But they're all, each can be worked with in isolation and developed. And I think that they all have to do with sacred purpose.
Mm.
As I reflect, especially in the Shamanic Mysteries of Egypt and becoming an oracle and certainly alchemical healing, I mean, that's, we're focused on becoming the very, achieving the highest potential that we can in this life to fulfill our reason for being. And I think every one of us has a sacred purpose that was determined before we came into this life, and yet I think whether we achieve it or not really has to do with our presence and how we listen to that inner voice within and follow our guidance and pay attention to the magic that's there for us regardless of who we are and what walk of life we find ourselves in.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely beautiful. Well, let's leave folks on that note, pondering sacred purpose. We'll take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just a byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I
Welcome, everyone. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and we have been chatting with Nikki Scully today, who's the founder of ShamanicJourneys.com. And one of the things that Nikki has created, of all the things she has created, and there have been many, is the Anubis Oracle. And Nikki, can you share with folks what that, well, who Anubis is and how this oracle serves, this oracle deck?
So Anubis is the underworld god that looks like a jackal. He has a black jackal's head, pointy ears, pointed nose, man's body, often sometimes just a jackal body. And he is like the heart shaman priest. He was known as the divine embalmer because he knows the rites to put his... He was the one who, after he went with Isis and her sister Nephthys, who was his mother, to collect the pieces of his father Osiris and put them together, he was the one who had the rites to make him whole again so that he could rule in the underworld. And so he's this figure that's very important in the Egyptian pantheon. And he has offered this oracle deck to us that has to do with the Hepset festival rites, the old festival rites of Egypt, where the pharaoh had to go through initiations to keep his connection with the source of his divinity and be able to, you know, cross between the world to have that direct connection with the pantheon. And so as a result of our work with him, he offered Linda Starwolf and I this, the Shamanic Mysteries of Egypt, and then after that, the Anubis Oracle. And so I just offered Jennifer that I would pull a card for her. So Jennifer, I'm going to ask you to breathe that heart breath that I described to you so you connect with the cards here. And that would be just, and everybody out there, you can do this for yourself too. And just take a moment to look within, find your eternal flame, and feed it with love. And then take a few breaths, pulling the power from the heart of the earth up to your heart, and exhale it to awaken all your cells and molecules, and pull it down from, inhale it from the sky to bring in that incredible intelligence above and all the energy and radiance of the sky, and breathe from earth and sky like bellows to feed your heart flame, and then direct your breath, your exhale, to these cards that I have laid out in front of me, asking for some being from this deck or from this pantheon to come forward to help you in some way in your life. Now, Jennifer, I've got the cards laid out. I'm going to run my hands, my left hand, over where they're spread, and you're going to tell me when to stop, and then I will pick that card.
Okay. Right there.
Okay. Okay, so the card that came up was number 6. It is Sobek and Horus. It's called the Reconciliation of Opposites, and it's about forgiveness and understanding. So you kind of got two at once here, because what you have is Horus, who is the new ruling energy of Egypt, the son of Isis and Osiris, and Sobek, the crocodile god, who is like, he's an ancient fertility god. And the two of them share a temple on the Nile. Now, when you think of the crocodile and the energies of Sobek, you're talking about the old, old energies where, at his time, there was only the reptilian brain, which has come forward now. His seat of power is the hypothalamus and the autonomic functions, the rhythms, how we eat and breathe and those things that we don't have to pay attention to. And Horus, meanwhile, has the neocortex, and he's like the modern what one branch of that evolution has become. And when you bring them together inside yourself, there's a reconciliation that can occur of all the conflicts inside yourself. It's a really wonderful card. It's in the position in most tarot that would be the Lovers. So it's interesting to have these two deities in that position coming together to bring forth the possibilities of forgiveness and deep understanding and compassion. And so when this card comes up as a single card that I'm, which is what I'm offering here, it means that these deities will come and help you reconcile the conflicts within yourself that are reflected in the conflicts that are going on in your outer world. And to just focus on the old and the new and the battle that goes on inside you and allow them to come together in understanding and forgiveness. How's that?
Wow. Very interesting. So, Nikki, are you still doing readings for people?
I do. I do readings for people all over the world. I've been doing them on the phone. But now I just did one with someone in Belgium this week on Skype and with somebody in Florida on Skype, and I'm realizing that Skype is the new way.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you can actually even see the cards. Otherwise, it's usually better if you have them. But, of course, they are certainly available through my website. But the readings, you know, you're not required to have that. Those tools in order to receive a reading. So, yes, I do them by phone and by Skype and love it.
So what's the best way for people to get in touch with you for a reading if they're feeling called for that?
I would go to Shamanic Journeys or I would go to HathorsMirror.com. That's another one. That's where my products and things like that are. Or you can call my office, which if you're on a landline, you can call 1-800-937-2991. Or if you're on a cell, you can call 541-484-1099. That's if you're on a cell phone or in Oregon.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing your gifts today. It's been a real pleasure to have you on and sharing just a smidgen of all of the vast wisdom that I know is going on inside of you and your life experience. So really thrilled to have you. And folks, if you're wanting to know how to get in touch with Nikki, you can visit www.shamanicjourneys.com or HathorsMirror.com and find out all of the amazing products that she has. So from now until the next time we connect, I wish you all a wonderful day and a wonderful week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.com. Dot C-A.